Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Friday morning. The Tennessee Vols back at home tomorrow, taking on Alabama, the third Saturday in October. Should be fun. And let's talk more about that. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Ben McKee from GoVols 24/7. Ben, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Happy to speak with you, Robbie, especially. Also happy to speak to the grammar police over there, Mr. Rex Road.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I'm great this morning. I hope y'all are as well.
Wow.
No, well, I know. I get like that. I'm sorry, man.
The more shots you can take at Rex Road, the better I'll be. So, Ben, just keep them going.
Well, I agree. You know, some of us were not blessed with the Michigan State education like Mr. Rex Road and Mike Wilson. So I'm just trying to stay afloat each morning.
It's the Harvard of East Lansing.
Yes.
If you're wondering.
Yes, it is. Well, Ben, obviously this is a huge game. Anytime Tennessee and Alabama get together, it's a big game. Having said that, after watching Tennessee the last 2 weeks and watching Alabama the last 2 weeks, I have no idea what to expect in this game tomorrow. What about you? What do you make of this matchup and the way these two teams are playing heading into it?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't really know what to think either. I've felt like a dummy all week trying to assess this football game. I don't know that I have much "quote unquote" expertise. Not that I have any to begin with, but I don't know that I have much to offer up. Just because both football teams are in such an odd place, and what makes it so odd for me this week is just seeing Alabama in a place that I've never really seen Alabama in. And I'll make Retro feel old for a moment. 06-07, when Saban took over, I was in middle school. So in middle school, like you're not. I mean, you have an awareness of games, but you're not keeping track of the day-to-day stuff like we do now. So I've never really had to assess an Alabama football team that has looked, I think, dysfunctional is the right word. Now, I think it's unfair to lump the Alabama offense in with the Alabama defense, but you talk to Tennessee fans, and there's not a lot of confidence on their end. I went to high school in Huntsville, Alabama, and have a bunch of friends that went to Bama and graduated as well, and they don't have a lot of confidence either. There's been some funny text messages in the group chats this week. It's just an odd place. It's an odd matchup because you have each team's strength matched up with the other team's strength, that being Alabama's offense versus Tennessee's defense, and then you have each team's weakness matched up with the other's weakness in the Tennessee offense against the Alabama defense. So to me, as long as one of the strengths, as long as the Alabama offense or the Tennessee defense doesn't get exposed, it's going to come down to which weakness is going to be able to execute better than it has all season. Is the Tennessee offense finally going to click? And I don't say that to suggest that I think clicking means scoring 40, 50 points, but they missed several deep passes down the field last week. What if they hit two of those on Saturday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon? Then you probably feel good about Tennessee's chances of winning the game. And then for Alabama, there's just been a ton of issues defensively, pushed around on the line of scrimmage. The linebackers consistently look confused. defensive backs are throwing temper tantrums, and they're not the defensive backs that we saw under Nick Saban. So there's a lot of issues for Alabama defensively. So which weakness, which unit can step up and execute better than it has all season? That's going to be the difference in the football game.
So on the Tennessee weakness, I think that's I totally agree with you, Ben. It's a fascinating your strength versus strength and weakness versus weakness. And I've frankly been stunned from afar watching Tennessee just not be able to pass the football, especially the last couple of weeks. And I think obviously a lot goes into that. There's protection, there's the receivers, and then there's Nico. If as you evaluate those elements of this offense, Ben, how much do you put on each thing? I mean, if Nico, like you said, if Nico just sort of snaps to playing like he did early in the year, granted, you know, against weaker opponents, but just hit some of those throws, is it that simple? Or is the protection and the, I guess, the lack of it, of dominance with the other areas, you know, does that deserve more attention than him at this point?
It's everybody. And I know that's just the simplistic answer, but I really do believe that's the case. I think the offensive line is the root of the issue. Not the only issue, like you were saying. I don't think it's the only issue, but I do think it's the vast majority of the issue, especially over there at both tackle spots. I think that it is throwing everybody off. I think it's throwing Josh Heupel and Joey Hosley's play calling off because they don't feel confident in calling anything. They don't trust the offensive line to protect when calling anything. So I think their play calling has been conservative more than you would like for it to be because of the lack of trust. And the running game has not been able to get going consistently despite Dylan Sampson having an awesome season because there have not been holes to run through consistently. But then there's also times where, of course, Nico has made bad decisions. Last week, throwing in the triple coverage, trying to force a football that he shouldn't have and got picked off. And then there were other passes to where he missed receivers that were open that against the Floridas and the Alabamas and Georgias and potential playoff games, you have to hit in order to win. And you kind of got away with one last week. Now, they're not all on Nico because there are some fine details within wide receiver play that maybe the common football fan like myself just do not understand because I did not play receiver at that level. And Josh Heupel kind of alluded to that earlier this week in his press conference of there being one where a receiver could have bent his route differently to maybe give Nico a better throwing angle. So there's little things like that on the receiver's end to where they can help out Nico as well. And the receivers have dropped passes as well this season. You saw it with Nimrod against Florida. You saw it with Squirrel and others in the games prior to Florida. There's been some talk about the receivers not running the correct depth on routes, which if you're not running the correct depth, then obviously that's going to throw Nico off as well. So Josh Heupel summed it up perfectly last Saturday night. It's everybody taking their turn, but I do believe the offensive line is the root of the issue. This is a line of scrimmage league. Look at South Carolina and Vanderbilt's performance against Alabama. They were able to Vanderbilt was able to win because they pushed Alabama around in the line of scrimmage, and they got great quarterback play from Diego Pavia as well. And then South Carolina should have won that football game last week because of how they pushed Alabama around in the trenches as well. So for Tennessee to win tomorrow, it's going to have to win the line of scrimmage, of course. And then it's going to have – Nico doesn't have to be Diego Pavia, but you're going to have to hit some of those throws that were open against Florida. And I guess it comes down to whether you're a glass half full type of person or a glass half empty, because Josh Heupel pointed out, like, some of the plays that are not being made, they're not being made by guys who have made them in the past. And it does appear like they're just a tick off here or there, and maybe with a more consistent protection that prevents Nico from seeing ghosts, maybe, because I do think the protection is impacting Nico as well, to where he has a clean pocket, but he's not expecting a clean pocket because there has not been a clean pocket consistently this year. So if they can protect and if they can play well in the line of scrimmage and Nico look more like Nico, then, I mean, I have a hard time not seeing Tennessee win tomorrow.
So, Ben, on the defensive side of the ball, obviously it's just a massive loss for them with Keenan Peely being out for the year. So with Carter and Telander in that group now, how big of a loss do you think that will be? How equipped is Tennessee in your mind on defense to handle that loss?
Yeah, it's a huge loss. I would go as far as to say it's devastating. I really do believe that. Now, I think that they can overcome the loss of Keenan Peely, but it's just not an ideal situation. And first and foremost, like you really feel bad for Keenan Peely because this is back-to-back years now where injuries have cost him his season. And, I mean, he was dealing with a labrum injury coming out of the Arkansas game and went into the Florida game dealing with what I believe was a torn labrum. And here he is now tearing his ACL. And he's just been through a lot. And you feel for somebody who does everything the right way, especially in today's day and age of college athletics and all the drama that can go on behind the scenes. Like Keenan Peely was the finest example of what a college athlete should be. And he was also playing terrific football. I don't think because of the injuries the last 2 years, I don't think fans really got to see just how good of a football player Keenan Peely was. So it's devastating, quite frankly. And now they have to lean on some inexperience. I do think that they are equipped to overcome the loss, but they are going to have guys step up quickly and grow in a hurry because Telander and Carter, they've played a decent amount of football by this point, but they're still, at least in terms of class, they're still inexperienced, and they're going to have to really lean on those two guys. I think Carter's been playing pretty solid football. I think Telander has really been playing good football. I don't know that people are appreciating how well he has played when he has been thrown into the game. He had a really nice performance at Arkansas, and then he looked the part against Florida last weekend. So it seems like Telander's going to be the guy that gets the majority of the green dot responsibilities with the in-helmet communication. Tim Banks and the other coaches maintained this week that they'll kind of rotate, but seems like Telander will shoulder most of that responsibility. And I do think that he and Carter are capable of making plays, but in this league, in the SEC against Alabama and against Georgia, even against Vanderbilt now, I mean, you're going to need more than two linebackers, two inside linebackers in this league. And they're going to need a Jalen Smith to step up. Maybe they can get Edwin Spillman back healthy here in the next couple of weeks, and maybe he can contribute as a true freshman. Caleb Perry is going to play more now than ever. They need him to step up. So I do think they have some athleticism there. They're just inexperienced, and they need those guys to grow up in a hurry.
So Ryan Williams, just an absolute ridiculous talent. And to me, it's just like, I mean, it really is. It's just – It's Alabama's bread and butter. It's just Milroe to Williams making a couple big plays in a game could be the difference. How do you think Tennessee deals with him, Ben? I mean, is this special treatment type of game for him?
Did you know he's 17 years old?
No way. I had not heard that.
I had not either. I just read that in the notes, but I don't, I mean, he will get special treatment, of course, because I mean, he's the best receiver in the SEC. I don't think that they'll have Jermaine McCoy follow him around the field. That's just not been how they operate under Tim Banks. Ricky Gibson has his side of the field. Jermaine McCoy has his side of the field. So whichever side Ryan Williams lines up on, those two guys are going to get their fair share of opportunities to defend him. And I am glad that I am not responsible for slowing down Ryan Williams because he is one heck of an athlete and a very fun football player to watch. But, of course, they'll do some finer details to give him more attention than the common football fan will see. I'm sure they'll shadow him with safeties and, I don't know, maybe somebody else chips in with coverage, a linebacker, a nickel. I'm not sure how they'll go about it in that regard. But I don't think that they'll have Jermaine McCoy. That's kind of been the question this week that fans have been asking. Is Jermaine McCoy going to follow Ryan Williams around? I don't think so because that's not been their MO. And Ricky Gibson is playing really good football. He had a really strong game against Florida. I think you feel somewhat comfortable of allowing – Ricky to have his opportunities to defend him as well. So those two corners are playing really well for Tennessee right now, especially coming out of that Florida game. I thought that was the best performance Tennessee has received from a pair of corners in quite some time. That's obviously been a bugaboo for Tennessee the last several years, and you would not have known that by watching those two guys play last week. So they'll both get their fair share of opportunities, and that's going to be a key piece to this game. Boo Carter as well. Everybody talks about Ryan Williams, rightfully so, first and foremost, but there are some other Alabama receivers that are very capable of beating you as well. So Boo Carter also played his best game of his young career last weekend, and those three guys in particular, they're going to have to have another strong performance because Alabama's receivers are a handful, and Jalen Milroe, he is not afraid to let his arm loose. Even if he may struggle more with the short to intermediate passes than he does the deep passes, he's not afraid to let it rip. And I do think he has improved as a passer from last year to this year, even within those intermediate throws. So a big game for Boo Carter, Jamal McCoy, and Ricky Gibson. One of the matchups within the matchups I'll be watching very closely tomorrow.
Yep, no doubt about that. Ben, it's going to be fun tomorrow. Really looking forward to it. Thanks so much for joining us this morning to help us break it down, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Hope you'll have a great weekend.
Absolutely, you as well. Ben McKee from GoVols 24/7, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll react a little bit more to what Ben had to say. Continue to look ahead to Tennessee and Alabama coming up tomorrow at Neyland Stadium. Jared Stillman at 7 o'clock. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.